Welcome to evening prayer for Tuesday, March 21st, 2023, the 24th day of Lent. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening and the day is almost over. God shows such love for us in that while we still were sinners, Christ died for us. The Hymn to Christ the Light. O radiant light, O Son divine, of God the Father's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Son of God, the source of life, praise is your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. Lord Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise the Father with the Son, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, the Shepherd of Israel, their pillar of cloud by day, their pillar of fire by night. In these 40 days you lead us into the desert of repentance, that in this pilgrimage of prayer we might learn to be your people once more. In fasting and service you bring us back to your heart. You open our eyes to your presence in the world, and you free our hands to lead others to the wonders of your grace. Be with us in these journey days, for without you we are lost and will perish. To you alone be dominion and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 141. O Lord, I call to you. Come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. Let me not be occupied in wickedness with evildoers, nor eat of their sweet foods. Let the righteous strike me. Their rebukes as oil upon the head are not to be refused. Yet my prayers are continually against the deeds of the wicked. Let their rulers be thrown down upon the stones, that they may hear my words, for they are sweet. Just as one who tills the earth breaks the rock, so let their bones be scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are turned to you, Lord God. In you I take refuge. Strip me not of my life. Guard me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I alone pass through. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O God, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified hearts we may sing your praises, with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you for ever and ever. Psalm 93. The Lord is King, robed in majesty. The Lord is robed in majesty and armed with strength. The Lord has made the world so sure that it cannot be moved. Ever since the world began, your throne has been established. You are from everlasting. The waters have lifted up, O Lord, the waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their pounding waves. Mightier than the sound of many waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, mightier is the Lord who dwells on high. Your testimonies are very sure, and holiness befits your house, O Lord, forever and forevermore. Lord God, in raising Jesus from the grave, you established a dominion that can never be shaken or destroyed by death. May your will be done on earth as in heaven, and make firm our faith in the certainty of your promises, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. When evening came, Jesus' disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But he said to them, "It is I, do not be afraid. Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The next day, the crowd that had stayed on the other side of the sea saw that there had been only one boat there. They also saw that Jesus had not gotten into the boat with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. But some boats from Tiberias came near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For it is on him that God the Father has set his seal." All of this is from God, who entrusts us with the message of reconciliation. Thanks be to God. The Canticle of Mary. Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. You have shown strength with your arm, and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones, and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things, and sent the rich away empty. Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. You have come to the aid of your servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Litany for Lent. Lord Jesus Christ, you are always faithful, even when we betray you. Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, you claim us as your own, even when we deny you. Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, you clothe us in your righteousness, even when we give you a crown of thorns. Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, you bless us with your word, even when we mock and curse you. Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, you reach out to us in love, even when we reject and despise you. Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, you pour out your grace for us, even when we give you sour wine. Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Lord Jesus Christ, you give your life to save us, even though we crucify you. Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Holy God, when Jesus cried and breathed his last, you tore away the ancient curtain between heaven and earth, life and death. As we turn to face the cross, show us Jesus in his suffering and glory, that we may believe and have eternal life. Through Christ, your Son, our Savior. Amen. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, O Lord. The lifting of my hands is an evening sacrifice. Eternal God, we thank you for being with us today and for every sign of your truth and love in Jesus Christ. Especially, we thank you for all works of Christian compassion, for the good earth that is our home, for examples of wisdom and righteousness, for energy and strength to share your love, for each new insight into your grace. People of God, for what else do we give thanks? Gracious God, we remember in our own hearts the needs of others, that we may reach up to claim your love for them and reach out to give your love in the name of Christ. Especially we pray for Orthodox and Coptic churches, for those subjected to tyranny and persecution, for those who are outcasts or strangers, for those who offer welcome and hospitality, for the renewal of those who despair. People of God, for what else do we pray? Lord Jesus Christ, who stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross, that everyone might come within the reach of your saving embrace, so clothe us in your Spirit, that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who do not know you to the knowledge and love of you, for the honor of your name. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of the Triune God strengthen and sustain us all throughout these 40 days and into the life that is to come. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.